You are listening to Christ Realization Radio, where you will discover the reality in the essence of your presence. With programs brought to you by Project New Humanity Communications.
You are listening to Turning Points and Transformations with your host, Brian Wright. Will today be the day that you have your breakthrough in consciousness? It is time to be uplifted.
Welcome and joy to you. This is a rebroadcast of a 2012 episode from the Way of Consciousness Radio Network.
Way of nonviolence, it's the only path to start the revolution of everlasting peace. Become a messiah, because the world is insane. It's no time to be passive. Take decisive action. Receive the new dispensation of universal priesthood, of the Pentecostal flame. No religious boundaries.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Realization of our oneness. Heal the separation. By going out as sheep among wolves. Treading on scorpions, filled with fiery light, working day and night, to bring home the lost and broken, bring them back into the fold of the fullness of heaven, the kingdom within, biomystical enlightenment, awakening in this new age, be your own sage.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there, but I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend, only love will bind, only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Hello, and welcome to Turning Points and Transformation. Transformations, plural, with an S at the end. This is Brian Rice from the Order of the Friends of Yeshua, coming to you once again here on Wednesday evening. I'm coming from the Eastern time zone. Here in the East Coast, which is recovering from Hurricane Sandy, and my heart goes out to all people who lost power, lost their lives, lost things and possessions and time and much of their energy just to survive and just to get by. I'm here to tell you, similar to what the song said, that you are not in a position, you are in a position to make change. You are in a position to alter your reality. You are in a position to end suffering. And that is a powerful, powerful tool to have and to know. Tonight's episode is called Choose Not to Suffer. I tell you that again. I choose not to suffer. We do have a choice in the matter. Folks, it's all about knowing where we are, having our radar out, and checking in with ourselves, our true selves, the self that transcends all being, that transcends all knowing, that transcends all pain. Pain and the ego are equated. They are one and the same. As Course in Miracles says, the ego spans from viciousness to suspiciousness. And anytime you're feeling discontent, anytime you're in pain, anytime you are suffering, it is because of the ego. Now, we have to have an ego in order to transcend the ego. Some people say, here in this era of new spirituality and new thought, well, how can we raise our children to be enlightened children and to be enlightened individuals when they grow up? Well, one way of doing that is allowing them the opportunity to experience pure presence, the presence of and the being of their parents or caregivers, true radiance. And I say true radiance, meaning the emanation that comes from the primal source of love from within. We are given a great opportunity to influence life, whether as parents, foster parents, adoptive parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. I have a very special niece that I'd like to, I know she won't hear the show probably for many years. Hopefully it's still on demand at that point when she's old enough to hear. But Ayana, you're loved. You are wonderful. You are indeed flowering into your divine indwelling and unfolding into your divine indwelling. And so we should recognize from the very get-go of life that we have the ability to influence and to help program happiness for our young. We have the ability to feed them with more than just physical food, with spiritual food. And it's all in the presence of who we are, in the presence of who we allow ourselves to be seen as. Not as some self-concocted idea, not as a construct, not as a symbol, not as a name, but beingness, pure presence. And so what does this have to do with choosing not to suffer? And what does this have to do with what I was just talking about with trying to raise enlightened children? Well, raising enlightened children or children who come to not identify with their egos, but develop a healthy sense of ego boundaries, that is. We have to develop ego boundaries. Most therapeutic systems will tell you that. We have to have that. I, in a certain point in my life, did not have ego boundaries, meaning I tried to annihilate the ego, and I tried to live wholeheartedly in the collective unconscious, known as that primordial quantum soup, so to speak, of archetypes that are patterns of idea energies that have manifested universally on all planets. And I don't mean on all planets. Yes, life has been detected on other planets, and people in the spiritualism movement will tell you that that is true. We're not here to talk about life on other planets. I usually say we're not here to talk about something every episode, so you're probably used to that by now. I just want to say, without getting too far off topic and too far away from what I was just talking about, that I'm very grateful for your listenership. We almost broke a huge milestone here on the show, and we're hoping to turn the corner and to continue to provide quality programming for you, and both live and on demand. Now, what is my hope for tonight? My hope is that you are able to go to a place within yourself where you are able to not just relax, but or to unwind, or to be infused with new energy, but to command a new presence. I keep using the word presence. Why? Because the isness of our nature, our primal nature, is awareness. It's pure presence. It's beingness. We don't have to get theological to talk about beingness or to talk about the divine. We don't have to get dogmatic to talk about the true meaning of what religion really is for, which is not to cause you to think in any way that suffering is acceptable and that suffering is desirable. No true religion teaches this. And maybe I come from more of an Eastern background. I wasn't formed in the Eastern temperaments and Eastern spirituality from the get-go, but more of a cradle Catholic I was. But my searching took me into the Eastern thought. And so what? Okay, this isn't a show about trying to convince people to believe things. I'm not here to try to convince you to believe anything, not even what I say. I'm only here to offer hope. Hope, light, and possibilities. And so, in order to do that, really, we have to put all things aside. We have to put even our self-concocted ideas about salvation, about redemption, about the afterlife, about just how long life, how many lives we live. Yes, I believe in reincarnation. Do you have to? No. Does that make me less Christic, less Christian in a certain aspect? Maybe to some. Maybe to many, actually. And I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with you not liking me. I'm totally okay with you not accepting what I have to say. The point is, you have to stir things up. I don't mean in an egoic way either. I just mean you have to be willing to confront. To confront others in a loving way. This doesn't mean to go and cause harm. I believe in one of the niyamas in yogic philosophy, or moral harmony, the teachings for moral harmony. I believe in ahimsa, nonviolence, non-harming. This goes beyond more than just the scope of saying, thou shalt not kill, or, you know, even adding in there, not hating, but loving your neighbor, loving everything in creation. Now, in order to give to you what I want to unveil and release and share tonight, we need to center ourselves. Close your eyes. Stare up in between the eyebrows into the third eye. Infinite God, transcendent, immanent, always present, both within and without. We call upon you for guidance and inspiration this night to open our hearts, to allow us to hear special messages that are to be shared. Allow me to be an instrument of peace an instrument of love, of kindness, of generosity, and allow the hearts of the listeners to be open fully and to receive what they are to receive for their benefit, the deep benefit of their soul. So we are one, we are holy, we are undivided in our intention to be delivered and raised up from suffering. We advocate and we demand, not beg, but demand that you bring to us sweet relief from suffering. Because we are meant to give abundantly, we are meant to give an infinite peace, and we are meant to live in joy and harmony with all life here in this space and time, in this unfolding drama in which we are all a part, in this cosmic play of forces of dark, light, and mixed energies. So we surrender our hearts and we open ourselves to the channels through which you speak. Om Shanti, Amen. Now, sometimes a lot of tears need to be shed in order to have a breakthrough moment. The show is about breakthrough moments in life. Chances are, if you're listening to a show like this, you're looking for a way out of suffering. You're looking for somebody to just give you permission to say that it's okay not to suffer, that it is the norm, that it is the hope, that it is what we should strive for, is to end all suffering. And we can do that. No, you're not some damned sinner. You are infinitely blessed. You are whole and holy and one. We put the crown of thorns on our head. We put the nails in our fingers, or our hands rather, in our feet. And we allow others to do this to us as well when we act in and through the ego. Again, the ego transmits pain, and it's the true self that transmutes pain and turns it into, or releases it into the ethers or space. So we can emerge from the quiet void, the womb of creation, and manifest destinies that are real, time-tested, authentic. People who choose to talk about suffering and finding ways out of suffering have probably done quite a bit of it in their life, gone through quite a bit of it. They're experts at it. If there's one thing that I'm an expert at, it is causing, being the cause of suffering, torment. I know that it's not a popular topic. And some people say to, in Christian circles anyways, they say to join your sufferings with Christ, and you will be in joy, infinite joy, they say sometimes. Well, the purpose of Christ's suffering wasn't to show us that we have to do the same thing, that we have to put ourselves through crucifixion every day, that we have to experience it. Beating death and beating the cross, ultimately. Not just being strung out to hang there. The end result is really what we should be focused on. And I'm saying that as somebody who is totally neutral. I'm coming from a trans-denominational, trans-religious standpoint here. Most of us in the West have been conditioned to believe that suffering is okay, and that suffering is acceptable, and that suffering is somehow admirable in the eyes of God. That is so far from the truth. Let's wake up. Let's wake up to the truth that says we're infinitely blessed, we are infinitely loved, and we need do nothing, is the way of mastery says. We need do nothing to experience the grace of God. Last week we talked about the evolution of grace, gradations of grace, so to speak, different levels of grace, grace in ungraceful situations. And I had to take my own advice this week. I had a challenge that came up, and I found myself getting a little angry and perturbed. I don't like getting angry because it's draining. It drains life force from you. It drains the life of spirit out of you. If there's anything called the mortal sin, or if there's any meaning to mortal sin, it's that it's deadly to your well-being, to not only your soul, that it kills the soul, it tries to kill the soul, but wrath, for instance, which I fell prey to for, let's say, 30 minutes or so. I chose to suffer. Nobody chose to impose intense rage onto me but my ego. Only my ego can be offended. Only our egos can be offended. Because the divine, infinite God cannot be offended. And that's probably a foreign concept to most of you. So I'm giving you permission to believe something new, to integrate a new belief into your arsenal and your spiritual warfare ammunition. Suffering is a choice. We choose to engage in things that are destructive to ourselves. Nobody forces our hand. God doesn't force our hand. The divine doesn't force our hand. We are whole, we are pure, we are innocent. But we do things that make us feel guilty. We are really, in essence, guiltless. Because we can only make mistakes. And falling from grace, so to speak, seeming to fall from grace, so to speak, is an illusion. It's a delusion. It's giving over to illusion or delusion. And it's not real, ultimately. It's not real. It's a sideshow. And it's meant to teach us something. It's meant to teach us that there is a better way. That there is a way to live in moral harmony and have all the things you've dreamed for, and dreamed of. We hear words like surrender, yield yourself to the loving God. Most of us on a daily basis would say, why do that? Why give up what I want to do? Only to spend maybe a half an hour, 5 minutes, or even 10 minutes or 3 minutes meditating or doing something such as centering prayer, contemplation, making oneself receptive to grace, to the divine, to the flow of life force energy in and through our being. Now, if I was to say to you, you live much of your life in hypnosis, or what people from India would call Maya, delusion, that there is a cosmic hypnotist ultimately that lives in pure potential inside each one of us. I'm sorry to break it to you, but God and the devil are not outside of you. Duality This duality is something we're forced to live with. But non-duality, or oneness with all life, with all things, is our primal, first, right reality. We need to orient ourselves to that. And we have to learn that much of what we go through in life is a wrestling match. We have to wrestle with not only our demons, but our angels. Because they are one and the same. What does this have to do with suffering? Well, as the Enneagram teaches, our blessing is our curse. Our sin is our gift. Or our gift is our sin. I hate that word. Sin. It's such an ugly word. Even though it only means missing the mark. It's been sorely abused, sorely misused, used to lay guilt trips on people, used to get people to pay money, fork over dollars, life savings sometimes, all in the name of cheap religion. Cheap religion. Fake. All for show. All for show. And I've been there. I've been one of them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to speak so. We make mistakes, people, and mistakes can be corrected. Some things have more seemingly permanent consequences. But I refuse to believe that, like Swami Kriyananda says, that finite causes have infinite effects, such as being eternally damned to hellfire, propaganda for a fear-based system of belief. That's what that is. You know what? And I bless this man, and I won't reveal his name, but he ran a business just next door to us. My household. And he ran a cafe and turned it into a Christian cafe. Now, In my opinion, he could have served so much better if he had just kept religion out of it. He could have served more people. He could have blessed more people with his cooking, with his wonderful, talented chef work that he did, culinary work that he did. Anyway, in his place, in his cafe, one morning I went in to get a coffee after taking, I believe, the dogs for a walk. And I found a next to a pamphlet that said Four Reasons Why You're Going to Hell, I found a good old cartoon, a good old comic book called This Was Your Life. And I remember showing it to my wife and then her showing it to her father on his deathbed. And the whole thing basically was about all the reasons why this man was going to hell. And all the reasons this man, though he lived a good life as a good person, he just wasn't cut out. He wasn't heaven material. And it even showed him during his burial, deep beneath the earth, in his coffin, while the preacher above was saying he was a man who liked to do many things. I don't know how it went, but anyway, this was not inspiring in the very least. It's about as inspiring as The Passion of the Christ, the movie. I used to love that movie. And I'm not saying that I'm not grateful for what man Yeshua Jesus did. Laying down his life for friends and for ultimately mankind. Okay, there is one point of showing the reality of the suffering that was perpetrated upon that man, that God-man, that divine incarnation, that avatar, one among many divine incarnations, I might add. One son among many sons and daughters of God. Some could argue that Mel Gibson was a sadist. Some will say that he depicted exactly what's in the Gospels. Maybe so. The Romans, they tortured people horrifically. And they loved to watch. What is the sick fascination with suffering that people throughout human history have had? Christians in the Colosseum, getting eaten by lions. Then we got, you know, wars and all that. That's a whole day and episode and series of episodes of their own. Going through the history of war, struggling, all struggling and all suffering ultimately comes from the ego. We seek to acquire, constantly struggle. To attain things. We live out of lack, scarcity. This creates discomfort and pain. and we seek to ease the pain by gratification. I say it again, choose not to suffer. Choose not to suffer. Be among the elect. We're all called. We are all called to live a life free. Free from the very thing we've been talking about, suffering. Basically, the message I want to leave you with tonight is learn to say no when it's time to say no. But don't say no until you've said yes. Yes to experiencing your infinite nature. Yes to experiencing infinite joy. Yes to experiencing freedom and liberation. I love and I send peace out to all. I leave you with my song, Revolution of Tears. Once again, blessing you, blessing the world, sending healing energy to all who need it. Thanking you again for your listenership. Good night.
Just one final thought to leave you with. Please check out my website, brianrice.org. That's BRYANRICE.org, where you can find information on how to buy and how to get your hands on some music that has encompassed my journey, that has been a reflection of my journey, as well as meditations and affirmations set to music that are uplifting and meant to empower. Thank you.
Revolution of everlasting peace. Become a messiah, because the world is insane. It's no time to be passive. Take decisive action. Receive the new dispensation of universal priesthood, of the Pentecostal flame. No religious boundaries.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there, but I'm here to tell you, you are a savior, and only love will mend, only love will bind, only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Realization of our oneness. Heal the separation by going out as sheep among wolves. Treading on scorpions. Filled with fiery light. Working day and night to bring home the lost and broken. Bring them back into the fold of the fullness of heaven, the kingdom within, biomystical enlightenment, awakening in this new age, be your own sage.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there. But I'm here to tell you, you are a savior. And only love will mend. Only love will bind. Only love will cause change. So transcend end the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Don't fall back asleep. The time of now is crucial to spread the holy virus of God union, the bliss of God communion, and sweet samadhi. Don't forget nirvana, cosmic conscious for all sons and daughters of the absolute, your one and true identity. Pray for your brothers and sisters, for the family of the Most High.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there, but I'm here to tell you, you are a savior, and only love will mend, only love will bind, only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
Can't live in a bubble. Come out of solitude and sow some seeds on fertile ground. Light the world on fire with the Holy Spirit. Some call it Shakti or the life force housed in the spine. Ascending and descending angels here to help in the cause of bringing heaven to earth.
I know it hurts, bearing the burden and all the pain of humanity, being one step away from self-destruction. We've all been there, but I'm here to tell you, you are a savior, and only love will mend, only love will bind, only love will cause change. So transcend the animal in you. It's time to build the superhumanity of God-realized beings.
May the divine bless you, uplift you, and keep you. Om. Shanti. Peace. Amen.
You have been listening to Turning Points and Transformations with Brian Rice. We hope you have enjoyed your program today. Together, let us help build the new humanity and seek to become one with the divine presence of all there is.